This project was generated 4 years ago as an idea to look at how the various public spaces which were opening up with the development of the new towers in the area. This is an area which is referred to as the Eastern City Cluster. And as you stand in the area, you can see the new Cheese Grater Tower. We're currently sitting in the Gherkin, one of the most iconic buildings in London and one of the defining towers in the City of London. There are many new towers going up around us. There's the site for the Scalpel, which is currently being cleared. That's in front of the Willis Building. We have one of the most iconic architectural buildings, which is the Lloyds Building. And of course, as I look to my right, we can see Tower 42, which was one of the first towers in this area itself. So as you stand in this cluster and the new development is happening, new public spaces are opening up. And this started off as a bit of an experiment. What do we do with all these new public spaces opening up? And there's something quite dynamic and active about all the building work that's happening. So the idea was to start looking at the area as a sculpture park, which looks at rotating artworks in the area itself and taking over these new spaces. As new spaces open up, other spaces close down. So at the moment, this year, we're not using the square in front of the Aviva Tower because it's about to be re-landscaped. We've used it for the last 3 years. This year, we can't use it. But at the same time, we're using other spaces that are opening up. And actually, from a personal point of view, I've got my sights firmly set on the spaces that will be opening up underneath the Cheese Grater shortly. So the project, in a way, fills the gap and actually activates and really empowers the area itself and what's happening.
What dictated the choice of artworks?
We borrow the artworks from the galleries and the artists, which means that the artworks themselves generally have to be made already and would have been shown in other places. So the first thing that pops to mind is availability. The artwork needs to be available. There's a very long consultation process that we go through where we talk to all the big commercial galleries and some of the smaller galleries, and we start identifying what sculpture is available. And then there is a process of shortlisting the artwork itself, and at that where we as a team and the board and the much wider team starts looking at available spaces, will the artwork fit? And that's part of the shortlisting process. And then we bring the artists and the galleries on site and start looking at where the artist is comfortable, where we feel would be great for the artwork. And there is also a backstory of all the constraints that range from the weight of the artwork to the size of the artwork to does it need electricity? Is there electricity nearby? So there's actually, in a way, the project curates itself with the involvement of all our supporters, the galleries, the artists. It's almost a self-curating project.
Sculpture in the City is now in its fourth year. Mm-hmm. How has it grown over those years?
Well, we started off actually with the area around St. Helens Church and the Hiscox Building, known as Great St. Helens as a kind of generic term for the area. And in the first year, we had four artworks. Actually, we had a big Anish Kapoor sky mirror in the square in front of Aviva at the time, a Julian Opie on the corner of Undershaft and St. Mary X, so opposite the Gherkin, and two works around the Hiscox Building. In the second year, we literally crossed the road. So we crossed the road into the Gherkin space and we sited three works there. We kept the Julian Opie on the corner and we had another three works. So we had seven works in total for the second year, which was 2012. In 2013, we crossed the road once again, but we crossed Leadenhall Street in this case. So we sited works on Lime Street between the Lloyds Building and the Willis Tower and stretched slightly further up to St. Botolph's on Bishopsgate and onto the corner of 99 Bishopsgate where we had Robert Indiana's Love piece. And now in 2014, whilst we said we weren't going to necessarily grow the area itself any further, we'd missed out on citing a work in 2013 in Leadenhall Market, which in itself is a significant piece of architecture. And the Victorian architecture itself is such a wonderful juxtaposition with all the other areas that we work in because we are in one of the most, I don't know, contemporary sites of towers in the city. So this year in 2014, we're very excited because we're hanging two works in Leadenhall Market, which have come on and support and are supporting the project. So that's in a way, every year we grow slightly. We're not, we don't necessarily want to take over the city. And what we're looking at for 2014 is a more dense sighting of sculpture. So this year we will have 14 artworks. We do have 14 artworks in total.
You've mentioned Leadenhall Market, an iconic location, obviously, in the Square Mile. The use of the market, is that what has made it particularly different or special for you this year?
Well, there is something quite lovely about one of the first meeting places in the city. We're sitting in the insurance district, which itself does business face-to-face. And one of the things that I'm always telling people about this area is that you have all these layers of pedestrians at any given time in the City of London. I mean, we're sat here on a weekend, and there is a significant amount of architectural tourism. These towers that we're surrounded by are major and significant pieces of architecture. And at the same time, the market holds itself as one of the first meeting places in the City of London. And there is something extremely special about that for me, yes.
So how should people explore sculpture in the city, and where can they get more information?
If you haven't got a map of the project already, then I would encourage you to either go to the City Information Centre or into the various buildings around us where all our partners have folded maps on display. There are information plinths next to each of the artworks, which shows the map of the area with all the various artworks clearly identified, and a short piece on the artwork and the artists themselves. And I would just encourage you to take a wander around. The maps are very clearly marked, and there is no special route. I mean, there are 14 artworks, and you can walk it all in about 40 minutes. And there are works that you will want to spend more time with, and there are works that you may just want to walk past. But they're all there to encourage you to stop, encourage you to feel present in the space, and to maybe give you the opportunity to even look up in certain cases, which is one of the biggest joys being in a place like this. There's something quite magical after working on this project for 4 years now about sitting around and just watching how people engage with the artworks. And I'm always amazed and surprised that there are certain poses that each artwork generates in its own right. And this year, we're really, really curious to see more of this. So we're asking people to upload their photos and to hashtag sculpture in the city. And what we want to do is we want to look at how many people upload photos. What is it that this artwork encourages you to photograph? Do you want to lean? Do you want to pose as if you're holding it in your hands? What is it that you really want to do?
So to sum up, Stella, we are sitting, as you say, in the bar of the Gherkin, 30 St Mary Axe. We've got this fantastic vista in front of us on this glorious sunny morning. We've got Tower Bridge, then the Shard, then the Cheese Grater. We can also see, obviously, to our right, Tower 42, the Lloyds Building. It almost feels as if we're on top of the world. With all the work that you put into this, you must be feeling on top of the world too.
It's an exciting, fascinating, engaging project. And I'm just always really happy when we get to this point, which is installing the artwork and really seeing all the hard work of the team. It's a big team that delivers this project, not as big as most people would imagine, but there is a lot of energy and effort and lots of relationships and actually a lot of support from our partners, from the galleries, from the artists who are willing to loan us their work for a year to be sited out in this really exciting and dynamic part of London.